This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. There's Sam Smith. It's a little stuffy on that song. You know, he's a little bit stuffed up.
I think he sounds fantastic. That is a hit.
Jane probably thinks that too. It's a little stuffy. Week two of our grand prize trip of six nights at the Hard Rock Hotel Puerto Vallarta. Oh, yes, please. This time the qualifying prize is Coldplay. Caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. You instantly win tickets to Coldplay October 4th at Levi Stadium, and you're in the running for six nights at the Hard Rock. Call now, 800-400-3697. We're doing it again at noon, then at 3, and at 5. Call now and get yourself qualified.
Before I get to the text, and we do have a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yuzi?
Yes, see?
So is this picture I'm looking at of you at Scott Capurro's show, is that Javier in that picture?
Oh, no. He didn't go. He was out of town.
That's my friend Ali.
Oh, Javier's...
Javier, the guy that donated $10,000 for the guitar.
He didn't go?
No, he had to go out of town.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, we didn't hook up. That's my friend Ali, and had four girls with him.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
You look great. That's a great color on you.
Oh, thank you.
It's like a green.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
Anyway.
Times, and I should thank the people for coming out. They're very nice. I was doing a lot of pictures and stuff.
Oh.
Now, let me ask you this while I got you.
What?
Are you, because I only saw part of this, and now I've got to go back and start it from the beginning. Have you seen the Scott Peterson TV show? On A&E?
Like a documentary?
Lacey Peterson's
yes,
death?
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen
it is a documentary.
About 20 minutes of it.
Not into it or what? I mean, it's about him killing his pregnant wife.
Yeah.
So it's not joyful.
Right.
By any stretch.
I guess it didn't hold my attention because I watched it for about 20 minutes and then I changed it to something else.
I was completely glued to
really?
It.
Really?
So this girl, I can't think of her name now, the one that he was having an affair with.
Amber.
Amber Fry.
Amber Fry, yeah.
So she realizes that, first of all, the things they show him doing, they catch him doing. I mean, he's already a scumbag, right? He killed his pregnant wife. But he is like at a, not a wake, one of those gatherings where they're searching for his wife. And he's telling this Amber girl, oh, yeah, I'm at a New Year's celebration. It's really loud because and they're catching all this on tape because she's turned.
Mm-hmm.
She realized he was playing her and that he's
the one who killed his wife and kid.
And they're recording all the calls. And so they've got audio of him talking to her. And then they've got audio of her trying to bait him. And that I actually believe that he knew. I'm starting to think that he knew
that she was
on
to him.
That she turned on him.
Uh-huh.
Because they kept saying in the TV show, he never admits or lets up. And I'm thinking, yeah, because she's not a good actress. She keeps asking questions and baiting him, trying to get him to incriminate himself. And I'm thinking, well, of course he's not going to answer that. It's too obvious. But that's one of the things that in the court case, they couldn't use against him.
Right.
And even some of the jurors were like, he never said anything.
Right. Well, because he's, you know, trying to get with this new girl.
Right.
And he did just kill someone. So admitting it to her might be the nail in their relationship coffin.
Right.
Anyway, it's such a local story.
So did you see the whole thing?
No, I got to go back and watch it. But I only caught what I caught.
Is it multi-episode?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the bay.
We talked about it every day for a year.
Yeah. I was supposed to, Amber, when I was working at another station, Amber was supposed to come in. We had got a car for her because she was coming from Modesto or Fresno, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she just backed out at the last minute. Like, she got really scared because she had a book come out. Mm. So we're like, come on in, let's talk about it. And then she just backed out. She was so scared.
Really?
Yeah. She just got really nervous. Well, but, you know, maybe I'll give it another shot.
No, I'm not. I was curious because I know you're a news hound and because you like TV and because this was a local story, I was curious if it was something that you'd already mowed right through.
Well, I wanted to see. I don't know. It just didn't hold me. Maybe I will give it another shot.
You know, it's funny because that story was so disturbing. Uh-huh. And I just can't imagine going back and watching. I don't want to relive the details. I don't want to hear his voice. I just thought, well, God, what a just an
awful
person. Well,
someone's trying to say that he's innocent. So, like, what is their deal?
The parents, her parents
Lacey's?
Are in court having to listen to these audio tapes. And it shows them walk out. Mm. Like, they're all, I am not listening to another word of that guy talking.
And killed had, our daughter.
They had to leave. They were like,
franchise.
I can't.
Sure. Can't blame them.
You know, oh, no way. I mean, that was just, it's a trip. Anyway, sorry. I didn't.
Yeah,
I was curious.
No, it's cool.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. My 10-year-old grandson actually believed there were zombies. It was so hard to convince him there was no such thing.
Must have been a relief for him to find out. Can you imagine if he really thought there were zombies? Damn. Daniel.
Don't want to use the flashlight batteries? Get a wind-up flashlight, Sarah.
Oh, that's You're a great idea.
What a rookie you are.
No. Well, you know, I'm learning.
I have those and wind-up radio for emergencies.
Oh, you got a wind-up radio? That's a good idea.
That's what they say. Not your dad's root beer and Crown Royal vanilla. Yum.
Horrible.
Doesn't
yeah,
it?
No thanks. I'll just take a vodka soda. Thank you. Put a big squeeze of lime in that, would you? Like a half a lime, please. I have one of those lime presses, you know? You squeeze the handles together. And
yeah.
I put a whole half a lime in every drink.
That's the trick?
I don't know if it's a trick, but it's delicious. Because that little wedge that they give you, that isn't enough lime. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Stop hating on country music. I love those two artists.
I'm sorry. It's just, of course, it was like the dumbest lyrics ever.
F off, Kip.
Ouch.
Sarah. Oh. That's what you said.
Oh, I said F off? Well,
yeah. What do you mean?
What was that? I love my girl's soul. It's pure gold. Yeah, turn it up. Let's hear this. I just can't get behind it. Hmm. But you're right. It's not for me, and I'm sorry I took a dump on your favorite music.
925, this is about Ray Donovan.
Oh.
Avi turned informant to that FBI guy, and Vin, they better not throw the season away because they say this is it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Isn't this supposed to be the last season?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't even remember that.
No.
You know, didn't we hear before?
I thought we heard there was one more.
I thought
more
it was
after
one
this.
More.
This is season 6.
You know, but we also heard that they were moving the production
to Boston.
I thought it was to New York.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Well, who knows? But I didn't know that about Avi. When did that happen? Did I miss that?
Remember at the end of last season when they all came together as a family to, like, take out this Sokolov guy, and they wound up because of the art ring when they were smuggling the cocaine in the art, and they had this huge sting. They put it all together, and then they turned it all over to the FBI guy. And Ray was like, all right, now you're off my back, right? And so that guy he wanted to put Ray in jail, but he couldn't because he got handed this huge thing.
Right.
And they all participated in it. And he must have at that point, because they didn't say that Avi was turning or whatever, but they alluded to him working. Remember he grabs Mickey in episode 3 of this season?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Avi's working for me now, but he's a problem. He's doing something on the side and hiding it in his business for me.
I must have missed that.
Well, he shows up. He's coming.
Okay.
You haven't gotten there yet, but he's coming up.
I miss him. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's not in really good condition, though.
John was saying he thinks he's sick in real life because remember how skinny he got last year?
Yeah,
he started to look real sickly.
He still does not look very good.
Mm. Yeah. And we sort of chalked it up to him having gotten, remember he got the beat out of him, and then he was like kind of, you know, they rescued him. Mm-hmm. But then from then on, he looked real sickly, and he's just looks diminished. So maybe he's sick in real life.
All right.
And that's why he missed the first couple episodes this season, too.
925 says, so clearly on BB, Christmas is in love with Paul, but is afraid he doesn't feel the same. And Josh is clearly aware, and he wonders why Christmas is so protective of Paul.
Well, Christmas, if she takes Paul with her to the final two, if it's her option, because they're in the middle of the final head of household, that person is going to pick the person who comes with them and sits with them in the finals. If she picks Paul, she's an idiot.
Right.
And if Josh picks Paul, he's an idiot. But they will, because they're all idiots.
Right.
Back to the fact that everyone on that show is stupid except for Paul.
Wait, Paul lives with his mom? Says 510.
I think Paul lives with his mom too. Doesn't he?
That's what they're saying. Paul lives with his mom.
Josh lives with his mom. Paul lives with his mom.
Josh said he lives with his parents this season. Paul said he lived with his mom last season when they went, or the whatever season he was on, and they went to his house and showed his life with his parents.
Like she would come wake him up in the morning.
Right.
Paulie, come and get your breakfast.
Right. And I remember being, having sort of a, oh, come on.
He's like, why would I leave? Look what
I got. You're disgusting. But the more I thought about it, you know, for another second, I realized people can't leave their lives. Of course the guy lives with his mom. Who can check out for 3 months? Right. Nobody with a job.
All right.
So, yeah, of course it's people with who live with their moms.
Hey, so Javi, his real name is Stephen Bauer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was once married to Melanie Griffith.
What?
Yeah,
that
had
actor?
A kid with her. Uh-huh. He's been married and divorced 3 times. But last year, in October, he checked himself into rehab.
Oh.
So maybe.
Maybe that's why he got skinny. Got off of whatever he was on.
Oh, well, wow. In the scene, I don't want to give away too much. I'll be very careful. But he seems like he's on something in the scene.
Mm.
But they're actually in a strip club, and they make a point of saying they don't serve alcohol here because it's totally naked.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
I don't even remember that.
You haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
That's why.
This is coming up.
It's coming up. The point being, so he's kind of got this like disheveled, sort of wasted look, but they make a point of saying it's all nude here, no drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Avi, a character on Ray Donovan.
Sorry, don't mean to get caught up in something.
It's a great show.
650, was that Scott's show? He did readjust the mic a lot, but I was in the seats closer and he was hilarious. First time seeing him.
Oh.
I thought he was great and my husband loved him too.
Yeah, I wish I was closer.
Right.
So I could hear everything.
So the setup there is not great for a comedy show.
I just think they needed a PA in the back.
Mm-hmm. So it was just up at the stage. They needed like a repeater halfway.
And it felt like he was just like really facing one direction.
Oh.
Instead of like addressing, you know, everyone.
Right.
Or I like when comics walk back and forth. So
there's a little stage?
Not that little. He could have walked around.
Let's find out what was going on with him tomorrow.
Yeah.
He sure is finding all the new clubs to perform at, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I know.
It's great.
I think he just calls places up and goes, have you ever had comedy? Because I'm coming.
Mm-hmm. Because this place isn't normally open on a Saturday.
What?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a bar.
Brewing company.
Oh.
So it's they're open
just like a
on the weekdays.
Bottler?
On the
they
weekdays.
Open just for Scott's show?
Uh-huh.
Was it a good crowd?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seems so strange.
It does seem so
like
very
if you serve liquor, you got a liquor license, you should be open on Saturday nights.
Mm. Well, unless you're in like a business park where the place turns to crickets
right,
after
I guess.
Everyone leaves. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to ask him how he finds these small places.
Yeah. Because he does find the small ones.
Well, doesn't he have an agent that's like finding these venues for him?
No, I feel like he does his own stuff now.
He does?
Let's ask
him. He's had a booking agent in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still does.
Yeah.
We'll ask him. We'll break it down.
Huh?
Figure it out. It's coming on tomorrow.
530 says, Vin, martial arts totally helps with kids' manners, etiquette, self-defense. Ask Bryn.
That's true.
True, yeah. A lot of discipline.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's hard stuff.
Do they take three-year-olds?
They do?
Yes.
Oh, my three-year-old's about to get a wake-up call. You're going to cry. What do I, should I get her into Kuksuwan?
Kuksuwan is great. I'm not sure if, how close there is one to you.
Just go to whatever the local one is that will take a kid her age and just give whatever the, you know, the
what
method
is. What about
the
one in Millbrae?
That's kind of a distance
far
for him to drive. But yeah, my brother's
it's got to be a local karate school or something.
Well, you know, I don't drive enough. I could add a little driving into my schedule.
You should probably take her 3 days a week or so.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
My best friend of 50 years has the rudest, most antisocial kids, says 707. She's let them grow up with their faces in computers and phones. So now that when she says to put it down, they ignore her and she doesn't make them do it.
You probably don't even hear her.
I spent the afternoon with them and saw only the sides or tops of their kids' heads, even at a restaurant.
Ugh.
I think we can all agree there's a lot of bad parenting right now.
Well.
Right?
Yeah, I listen on in that club. I'm a terrible parent.
I don't know. We've got a kid at Berkeley.
Yeah, that's his fault.
It is?
I had nothing to do with that.
Well, I'll take some credit
all right.
You don't want to.
Sure. He did write a paper about how you were his hero.
How old was he when he did that?
Probably fifth grade, maybe sixth grade.
Glad to see he's wizened up since then. Vinny, kids are actually having a lot more sex than ever before. Can I say what that is?
I don't know.
It's mouth.
Oh, God.
What?
I don't know.
Because they don't consider it sex. I have a 14-year-old, says 925.
Oh, you poor thing.
707 says, my kids are 16 and 18, and they've not gone on any dates. 510 says, my 18 and 21-year-old sisters have not dated anyone that I know of. 18 and 21.
Hmm. I mean, it feels like
these are all about that story I did about the iGen.
The new people, the people born, what did you say, 95 on? Who really never knew a world without iPhones, computers, iPads,
right,
et cetera. All the social media that we all take for granted today.
26-year-old Heron can confirm on the less happy part of this report.
Hmm.
Oh, man. That's 408. Laughing out loud in traffic. Brandy, you're the best, Vinny. How did...
That's your part. Right?
Who is that? Three Dog Night?
No, it's
Looking Glass.
Yeah, Looking. Oh yeah, Looking
Who's
Glass.
Never even
just
heard
like
of
our
them?
Looking Glass. Yeah. Nobody. That's their only hit. We've heard of them in the 70s, and then they went away.
I'm 33 years old and have two little sisters, 21 and 18, and they are completely unprepared for real adult life. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to balance a checkbook. They know nothing.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking recently that someone should offer, and maybe they do, just like a class on life. Like, at a local community college, you should be able to go in there and be like, how to do stuff.
Wait, that's way too late. High school.
No, well, okay, fine. Do it in high school. I think that would be great. But I
mean,
just think that there's a lot of people out there.
Home ec
should
be, shouldn't it?
I don't know. Do they even have home ec anymore?
Home ec should be, here's how you survive in your own house after your mom and dad don't live with
right.
you anymore.
I'm just saying, I don't know if they have those classes, but I do feel like there should be a class where, like, my kid just cannot, they don't, you know, it's like, here's a good grocery list and a menu you could go buy. Here's how to balance your checkbook. Here's what to do when your mail comes in. Here's how to clean a toilet. Right, here's how to do laundry.
But for the record, kids, I've been doing my own laundry since I was 18, and I still don't know what permanent press is. You don't need that. Just skip that on the dryer setting. You can just move to... whatever. Just go to
just
timer.
Put it on hot.
Or, yeah, permanent press. What the hell?
It's certain kind of pants that would have the, you know, you wouldn't have to iron them because they're permanent press. And they probably have, like, something in them that maybe it can't be as hot.
I still don't know.
You don't need it. Don't worry.
Wrinkle resistant.
Yeah.
You have any of those?
Mm-hmm.
You got any of those?
Wrinkle resistant?
Permanent press clothing.
It's
on the setting of every
right.
dryer, and nobody, I bet.
I figured that permanent press had to do with like delicate.
You don't
clothes.
Know either.
No, I've never used it. Oh, but I do have a delicate setting.
Yeah, delicate
that
is the
I
one.
Can use, yeah, for like bras or.
I don't dry. I actually hang my bras up because they just.
After
well,
all
I hang
these
them,
years,
but I wash them in the washer.
Nobody knows what the damp permanent press section on the dryer is
for. We need
for.
A class.
Ask your grandma.
What's Hooman's excuse for not wanting to date then? Isn't he over 40?
Yeah, he just doesn't want to.
Yeah, Hooman, what is it?
He ran to the bathroom. It's
I think
time.
It's that he's had his broken left. Heart so many, or his heart so broken that he just won't.
I know. He used to really be looking for love.
Like that. He left?
Yeah.
He grabbed up all his
I'm
stuff
like,
and left.
Where's the?
What's he got? What's he have today?
He's gone.
God.
He didn't even tell you?
He can't even wait 2 minutes.
He didn't tell you.
Well, he told me he had a call.
Oh.
He was going to leave at 9:30. He had to do a call to the UK. I don't know why.
Something about Olivia?
Olivia.
Yeah. God, that guy.
He's the best.
It's a good thing you like him, Sarah.
I do like him. It is a good thing because I can really see where he wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me. I'm like, ah, forget Hooman's the best. You guys are all like, no, he's not.
There's nothing respectful about that. Man. Doesn't even tip you off.
Well, he maybe thought that we wouldn't go to him and then we wouldn't notice. But unfortunately for him, we did.
We'll all right, let's just we... call it a day. Okay. Why not?
We'll be back.
Screw it. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's going to be a fine Monday. Listen, you have more chances to get qualified for our trip to Mexico, to Puerto Vallarta, to stay at the Hard Rock. Another chance at noon and 3 and 5. I didn't know they were going to do that for 2 weeks, so this is exciting. People will have a longer time to get themselves in the running.
For Mexico.
Mexico. You're going to have a horchata or a tecate in Mexico.
So you're going to go dig a hole?
I have some digging to do.
To plant bushes or what?
Well, we're... how much
should
I say? Should I?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're getting a lawn in.
Right.
So I want to dig down the surface of the lawn and put gopher wire under because we're going to get sod. And so I don't want the gopher. You ever see where they have like a nice, beautiful green lawn with a pile of dirt in the middle of it or
sure.
10 piles of dirt in the middle of it? So we're putting gopher wire down because our old lawn used to get those gopher holes in it.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
It's just like little squares.
Chicken wire.
Yeah, but thick, but tighter than chicken wire. So we're going to dig the surface down and roll out the stuff, and it's going to be great.
That's lucky. Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll try it. Maybe I'll do a time lapse of it, and I'll get like a tenth of it done.
I'll be thinking of you while I'm laying in my bed.
You're
taking
going
a nap.
Home and going right to bed?
Well, John's going to be going to Long Beach later today, so.
Oh, for his training.
I am tired. I kind of feel like taking a nap. Cause
what's
like
he getting trained about?
For the Mercedes-Benz.
Oh. It's sales training.
Sales training, right. He's going to be down there all week. Boo.
Oh, what are you going to do all by yourself all week? That's hard.
I thought they just hired handsome guys to stand next to the car and the damn thing sell themselves.
Like Vanna White?
Well, isn't that what he's doing? He's like the
I
Marlboro
suppose.
Man, and his ride instead of a horse is a Mercedes. He's just all, check it out.
Funny.
Isn't he?
Yes, Finny. Yes.
I mean, what's he got to say?
The right thing.
Yeah,
close
exactly.
the deal.
Yeah,
got to close it.
What's it going to take to sell this car to you right now?
Oh, is that a thing?
Maybe the people are like, talk faster, please.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
He should practice saying things faster.
Forget it. We'll take it. We'll take it. I can't stand it.
That's great
He's
news.
Still beaming from his Friday sale.
So. Yeah, he sold a big one on Friday.
A big one. Good job, Johnny V.
How big?
Big. One of the biggest.
Really?
Mercedes has some
like
serious
a, like a race
stuff.
Car.
Like a, Bryn, it's like a
S-G-L.
I don't even know it's that big.
G-L.
I don't know that kind of car. It's
G-L, G-L Mercedes-Benz, something like that. Yeah, it looks like a race car. It's yellow.
Oh, yellow.
Yellow.
They got a yellow one.
Oh my God!
Crazy.
Well,
the GL is an SUV. I'm trying
oh,
to find.
Oh, okay. So that guy, he actually wanted two vehicles.
He bought two cars. No,
he only bought the one, but he wanted a second one, a wagon, and but they didn't. He didn't care for whatever was there.
Oh, I think so he sold the SLC.
Oh. Let's have a look at that. I want to see that.
How much is that?
Is it right here? It is,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Turn around.
Oh, that thing. Killer.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
Did you say the price?
I don't know. It's over 100 grand, that's for sure.
It's like 180.
So doesn't he just lean against the headlight, light a cig, and be like... How I look now.
You want me to get off your car? You're going to have to go visit my manager.
Yeah, that's the pitch right there, isn't it?
Yes. I'll play this back for him so he learns that pitch.
Yeah. Let him know. Vinny's got all the, you know, the catchphrases.
Well, that's how I envisioned it. I don't know what they're going to teach him. He seems to have it all figured out.
I'm so happy for him. Like, I know. He loves, first of all, he actually loves Mercedes. Like, you guys have been a Mercedes family for a long time.
Yeah.
And, like, after all the tumult of the last year or two, and now he's going to get to just go and smoke cigarettes in the parking lot and sell cars.
I don't think he does
so
that.
Good.
Oh, you don't, really?
Of course he does. So. That's what they do.
He probably smokes in the back.
Get him breath mints.
By the dumpster.
You don't want to smell like cigarettes.
Oh, I told him.
Okay. Don't tell SLS. Him his job. He just sold that car. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, it's an SLS?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a different one?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
No, it's the one I showed you. It was SLS. It was grouped in a different, never mind.
All right, thanks for listening today, everybody. Tomorrow, we have Scott Capurro on, and we're going to do a secret show. Have a great day, and get through Monday, and we'll get her done tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.